This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department has released a more detailed inventory of what FBI agents found at Donald Trump's Florida estate last month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The inventory reveals the extent to which classified material was kept haphazardly at Mar-a-Lago in boxes and containers mixed with newspapers and clothes. Agents found 43 empty folders marked with classified banners, 28 more labeled return to staff secretary or military aide were also empty. The list does not make clear what may have happened to the documents inside. The department says there was no secure space at the home for sensitive government secrets. It started a criminal probe focused on their presence and efforts to obstruct the investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. officials say they've compelled Iran for a second time this week to release U.S. military sailed drones that it tried to seize at sea. Iran has been building up its naval presence in the Red Sea near the coast of Yemen, where Tehran backs the Houthi movement. The incident follows exchanges of fire last week between U.S. troops and Iran-backed groups in Syria. Iran's state television earlier on Friday acknowledged the Iranian Navy released two U.S. maritime drones in the Red Sea, but accused the American unmanned vessels of jeopardizing maritime safety. It did not provide evidence. And the Biden administration has announced a more than $1 billion arms sale to Taiwan as U.S.-China tensions escalate over the status of the island.